All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. Happy Monday. And thank you for being with us. Here's our toll free number. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program. Well, I mean, some sanity, some court in New York, although I still think $174 million is an awfully high judgment when you consider the civil case at hand that we're talking about. But I've got to give some credit to the New York Appeals Court for pausing this $464 million. But with interest, it was over almost half a billion dollars. I mean, this is insane. And we expected the possibility. We weren't sure if the court would rule on this by today. Thankfully, they saw the urgency in terms of the timing of this. And they now have removed that 400 and what really is over $500 million, over half a billion dollars. And the state appeals court panel said that it would act if the Trump Organization and top executives posted $175 million within 10 days. And this last-minute reprieve for President Trump and his lawyers, you know, anyway, here's the president reacting.
Thank you very much. Judge Ed Gorin has done a terrible disservice to the state of New York. What he's done is terrible. Businesses are fleeing. You see that? We just released a statement on Truth. Businesses are fleeing and crime is flourishing all over the state. And what he's done is such a disservice and should never be allowed to happen again. New York State is being battered by his decision. So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. And I thank the appellate division for acting quickly. But Judge Engoron is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much.
He is a disgrace to the country. I mean, how much more do we have to get into? Now, the president put out a number of statements on Truth Social today. The judge in that civil case, Engoron, and the attorney general of New York should be forced to explain why he ruled and maintained all throughout the penalty phase, because remember, he ruled by summary judgment. There was not going to be a trial. There was not going to be a jury. He just decided through summary judgment that the case was over. Well, he's guilty. They just declared him guilty and moved to the punishment phase, which ended up being this insane amount of number. Anyway, he points out in his Truth Social post that that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million. And he said that, in fact, it's worth 50 to 100 times that amount. I don't know if there's anyone else on television that has done the simple research that we have done, and that is look for properties on the ocean in Palm Beach as a comparison. And I think the most glaring examples, there are two that I have used and I have shown both properties on TV, is if you want, there was, I don't know if it's still for sale at the time when I first did it, a plot of land on the ocean that had 2 acres on it. It was dirt. There was no home on the property. Just for the 2 acres on the ocean, it was $200 million. Then there's another lot that is probably in the worst location possible. Now, it is on the intercoastal, and it has a street between whatever house you might build and the ocean in Palm Beach. Palm Beach is an island, and at certain points there is a street that would divide the intercoastal from the ocean, because they need the transportation and infrastructure for that, without giving too much detail. Now, here's what the facts about Mar-a-Lago. It is in pristine condition. It is over 22 acres. It is on both the intercoastal and on the ocean side of the island of Palm Beach. It has not one but two clubs associated with it, and it is a historic property. It has over 22 acres over in the main residence, I think 50 some odd bedrooms. It's got cottages all over the property. It's got great facilities and, you know, pools and whatever you could ever want or imagine is there. Hair salon, a massage, masseuse is there. I don't like massages, but if people like it, I guess if you're a member, you can have that. And it's just this massive. If there was no property there, it would be worth, extrapolating out the math of these oceanfront properties, $200 million. I know it sounds insane to everybody because Palm Beach real estate is insane. And a lot of coastal properties in Florida are going for massive amounts of money. That's just what the market is bearing, and I don't think it's going to get any better. The baby boomers are not going to stop retiring. There's still 10 to 15 years of them retiring and coming down to Florida, probably in droves, and other states, including Texas and Tennessee and the Carolinas. That seems to be the area where the greatest migration is headed towards. And anyway, so how is the judge able to get away with that? This is why we call this the weaponization of our legal system. This is what it is. It is glaring. Now, if they started to take Trump properties away today, I would argue that every single property they tried to take would probably lift Donald Trump's poll numbers that much higher. Americans fundamentally sense unfairness when they see it. But anyway, so he's got a reprieve. He's got 10 days for that reprieve. And, you know, Donald Trump put another post up about Judge Engoron that he's refused to obey a decision of the appellate division relative to the statute of limitations. I believe this has to do with Ivanka Trump, a confrontation between the judge and those that rule above him, a bad situation in which in New York. Now, you have people like O'Leary over at CNBC and on Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, and even Mark Cuban saying this is insane. This is not justice or equal justice under the law. This is abusing the justice system. Listen to Kevin O'Leary. I mean, he's been ripping on this day in and day out on how he's not going to invest money in New York anymore. You got this multi hedge fund billionaire. His name is Ken Griffin. And I only know because he actually knocked on the door of five major estate owners in Palm Beach on the ocean and said, I want to buy your property. And he did it a number of years ago. And I think he paid about $100 million for each and then knocked them all down. And he's building two homes on five lots, one for him and one for apparently his mother, according to what I've heard. I don't know the guy, but that's Palm Beach real estate for you. All one needed to do was to go on Zillow or any other real estate website, and you'd be able to determine what the average cost of a oceanfront or intercoastal property is going for in Palm Beach. Not that hard to figure out. Real estate is actually pretty simple. Supply and demand, and that kind of crisscrosses and dictates the price. Here's Kevin O'Leary.
The collateral damage to the American brand is horrific. If you go across the world and say, what's the number one economy on earth you want to invest in? It's the United States of America. That's why it is the number one economy on earth. Transparency. Property rights are mentioned 37 times in the Constitution. Due process, very important. Why steal someone's asset in 27 days? Why not give them more time to come up with the cash?
Well,
Forget about Donald Trump. Who would want this to happen to them? Do you want to bring $3 billion to build a data center in America, which I'm going to go and raise next week all around the world? The number one question I have when I go to these countries to try and raise this capital is, what the hell is going on in New York? And I tell them it's not America. It's just an anomaly. I swear to you, everybody, this is not America. Don't worry. Adults will enter the room soon. It's like a dress-up party in court. It was a crazy night out with the parents. Poo-poo happened, but someone will come in and fix this. This is not America. I swear to you, this is not America.
Well, it's not. Now, we've talked at length and a lot about our Eighth Amendment to our Constitution. It protects against imposing excessive bail, excessive fines, cruel or unusual punishment. And it was adopted in 1791 along with the rest of the Bill of Rights. And it serves as a limitation. Now, all Donald Trump is pursuing here is an ability to bring this whole case to another court and make an appeal. And already, I guess we're seeing indications of what I have always said. The most dangerous part of every legal case that Donald Trump faces is that they have arranged this, that even a 2016 case, that would be the Alvin Bragg case, and we have some news on that today, that they can try that during the election year, but the odds would be next to zero, probably impossible of having an appeal where Donald Trump might have a more a better opportunity at fairness in court. I have said, and I stand by, I do not personally believe that Donald Trump can get a fair trial in New York State. I don't think he can get a fair trial in D.C. I don't think he can get a fair trial in Fulton County, Georgia, for that matter. In a new poll, McLaughlin and Associates, the only people I pay attention to in polls are Matt Towery, Insider Advantage, and Robert Cahaley, the Trafalgar Group, and McLaughlin. 56% of all voters think Biden wants to stop Trump from winning by putting him in jail or getting the conviction. I mean, wow, it's unbelievable. Only 30% don't believe Biden's trying to jail Trump. You have a supermajority of Republicans, 86% agree what Biden is doing, weaponizing the justice system against Donald Trump. It's also not a partisan issue. Independents, 50 to 33, they think Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons. Moderates, 48-32. These are not, and if you look at even Democrats, by the way, Democratic constituencies have a negative view of Biden's actions. You know, with African Americans, 41% negative view. Hispanic Americans, 53%. Women, 53%. Why do you think Joe has gone so hardcore trying to rally his base and bolster support in his base? Because he's losing the traditional coalition that represents the Democratic Party in droves. He's down 20-some-odd percent, 23-4% among African Americans, according to a number of polls, than where he was in 2020. You know, right now it's almost a dead heat with Hispanic Americans, again, down by over 20 points from where Biden was back in 2020. You know, you look at the rest of this, you've got 58% saying that Biden played a role in the indictments of Trump. You don't think we have a weaponized justice system, really? You don't think so? Really? Explain Hillary Clinton, top secret, classified information on her servers. Explain 33,000 subpoenaed emails erased by Bleachbit. Devices destroyed with hammers. SIM cards removed. It's unreal. Look at Joe Biden, 8 separate locations. He willfully withheld classified documents, held on to them, and tells a ghostwriter without any clearance whatsoever. He tells the ghostwriter, hey, I found some new classified information. I want to share it with you. He doesn't have any security clearance from our government. But probably a jury would find him to be nice and old and very forgetful. Therefore, we're not going to bring charges. That sound like equal justice in America, equal application of our laws in America? It doesn't, does it? Anyway, so that now comes to an end. And Donald Trump saying that I guess he will pay it within the 10-day period, which I think is probably the right decision. We've got a lot of other news. We have a huge warning about 140,000 illegal immigrants. U.S. Border Patrol chiefs calling the southern border a national security threat. I told you I'm not going to be proven wrong, but I pray to God that I am. We got that. We've got the inmates running this asylum over at MSDNC. We'll get to that today. Got James Carville under a little fire for something he said about his fellow Democrats. Bill Maher is telling Democrats to move on from identity politics. This is all stuff we're going to hit in the course of the program. We'll also get your calls in on this Monday, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. I want to remind you, look, these are tough economic times. We have over 60% of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck. That's why I'm telling you about AmericanFinancing.net, a family-owned business. They're a mortgage company that's been around 25 years. Right now, on average, they're saving homeowners $854 a month. They do it by tapping into the equity you have built up in your home. And if you have high interest credit card debt, guess what? That would be like a $10,000 annual raise. It could be the difference between being in the red every month and being in the black and not owing people money and being able to make ends meet. $854 a month makes all the difference for so many people. Anyway, you can get a free no obligation consultation. You're never charged any upfront fee. Call today, American Financing, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. They're on the net, AmericanFinancing.net, as we continue.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, APR for rates in the 5 start at 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-906-2440 for details about credit costs and terms.